You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thank you for tuning in. The Juneau Assembly voted last night to approve a Tidelands lease for a fifth cruise ship dock in downtown Juneau. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, it paves the way for its construction to move forward after a years-long process.
On Monday night, Huna Totem Corporation's plan to build a new downtown cruise ship dock cleared what was essentially the last hurdle that stood in the way of the dock either being built or denied. It was a win for tourism development when cruise ship tourism and its growth is an increasingly divisive issue in town. But Deputy Mayor Greg Smith, who voted in favor of the lease, says approval of the project doesn't necessarily increase the number of tourists in Juneau.
With or without this dock, we will still have five ships in town. This is not the vote, or this is not the question on what is the future of tourism, and that is still undecided and unknown. This is, you know, should we allow a fifth dock and the benefits that it brings, and in my opinion, it is worth supporting.
Huna Totem Corporation, an Alaskan Native corporation that owns Icy Strait Point Cruise Port in Huna, plans to develop a piece of the Juneau waterfront along Egan Drive, next to Juneau's Coast Guard Station. Assemblymember Alicia Huskandes, who was the only member to vote against the lease, says she doesn't think it's in the best interest of the residents who will feel the impacts the most.
And so I ask myself, is this the right thing? Is there a rush? Have we truly done the planning to make this decision? And I do not think we have.
The dock will be constructed in Gastineau Channel, accompanied by a waterfront development called Auk Landing. The development will include underground parking, retail space, and a culture and science center. The Tidelands lease is set to last for 35 years. The Assembly's vote Monday night came after multiple rounds of public testimony, both in favor and against the development. Huna Totem and supporters of the new dock say it would help disperse tourism downtown and ease vehicle congestion. Kerry Crocker, who leads the local international longshore and warehouse union, calls the dock a big win for Juneau.
I spend about 2,000 hours a summer downtown. I'm the dock foreman for all four docks, and we service all the ships that are over 1,000 feet. I can assure you that the downtown congestion will definitely be dissipated with the new dock.
However, critics of the project, like Joan Wilkerson, says she's worried about the dock's proximity to her home and the health impacts the ships could have on the air quality. She asked the Assembly to postpone the vote.
Adding yet another ship pumping more poison into the air right under our windows is not welcome.
Part of the agreement with the city is that there can be no more than one ship docked there in a 24-hour period. The city has previously signed agreements with cruise lines that put in place a five-ship limit in Juneau and limits the number of daily passengers that come to Juneau beginning in 2026. Huna Totem is also required to provide electrified shore power within 2 years after a power line to connect it is built within 25 feet of its property line. Once the shore power is available, all large ships using the dock must use shore power instead of ship power, which uses fossil fuels. The Assembly added a few conditions that Huna Totem must agree to before members voted to approve the lease. One is that the corporation must provide the city with assurance from the Coast Guard that the dock will not obstruct the icebreaker expected to be homeported in Juneau. Another condition includes only allowing ships with 4,500 passengers or fewer. Russell Dick, the president and CEO of Huna Totem, was not immediately available for comment on the project's approval or to share more information about the development's next steps. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
Less than a year after Juneau voters shot down a ballot initiative to ban large cruise ships on Saturdays, advocates are trying again to put hard limits on tourism's growth. Yesterday, local advocates went to City Hall to file a petition that would impose a five-ship daily limit, cap the annual number of passengers at 1.5 million a year, and impose a daily limit of 16,000 people on most days and 12,000 on Saturdays. It also seeks to shorten the season to only last between May and September. Carla Hart filed the failed initiative last year and the new one this week. She's an outspoken advocate against the growth of tourism. She calls the petition a compromise.
I really want to win this year. And what prompted me to file this year was the complete lack of any indication that the Borough Assembly has any plans or any intention of doing anything that relieves the impacts on the community as a whole.
The city and borough of Juneau has already signed agreements with cruise lines that put in place a five-ship limit and limit the number of daily passengers that come to town beginning in 2026. The difference is that those agreements are non-binding and voluntary. But if the initiative is passed by voters, those limits would become law. Hart says she wants the initiative to hold the city and cruise lines accountable.
Negotiations mean nothing, and my intent with this initiative is to simply say you, the industry, agreed on these limits. And so let's put them in law so that they stick.
Juneau had between 1.6 and 1.7 million cruise ship passengers visit during the past two summer seasons. The 2025 season, which begins next week, is expected to yield a similar number. The initiative was filed the same day the Juneau Assembly voted to approve a Tidelands lease for a fifth cruise ship dock in downtown Juneau. And as Juneau residents face the impacts of the Trump administration's widespread federal firings, the Juneau Assembly unanimously passed a resolution last night urging Alaska's congressional delegation to oppose cuts to federal agencies. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandes introduced the resolution. She spoke with KTOO after the meeting.
I just want to make sure that we're doing like every single thing we can to let the people who are our representatives in the federal government know that we want you to do something about this.
The resolution was passed through the consent agenda, which means they didn't discuss it and there wasn't public comment. Hughes-Scandes says the firing will negatively impact Juneau's economy and vital services residents rely on. Her resolution does not name the Trump administration, which carried out the terminations.
Is that person who was the breadwinner for their family going to stay in Juneau? You know, like the secondary and tertiary, like the fallout effects of a bunch of federal workers getting laid off, I think has the potential to have, you know, a major impact to our community.
Hughes-Scandes also pointed to the National Weather Service's role in public safety by monitoring Suicide Basin and issuing warnings ahead of each year's glacial outburst flood. And the city and borough of Juneau's municipal budget process kicked off over the weekend. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, it's already proving to be a tough task amid state and federal funding uncertainties, President Trump's tariffs, and Eagle Crest Ski Area's financial woes.
On Saturday, the Juneau Assembly met for an all-day meeting to begin building the framework for next year's city budget. Throughout the next few months, they'll break down the city's current finances, along with the school district, the city-owned hospital, the airport, Eagle Crest Ski Area, and docks and harbors, to come up with a municipal spending plan beginning July 1st. But as City Finance Director Angie Flick warns, they're having to do so amid a lot of financial uncertainty.
As you are considering all of the needs before you, we just need to be aware that there could be some other forces at play here.
For the most part, the budget proposed by the city manager maintains the status quo. It's not cutting or adding any major services, but it does propose bumping up the current property tax rate of 10.04, the lowest it's been in decades, up to 10.19. City leaders say that's to help offset inflation and additional ongoing costs, like taking over buildings that were transferred to the city under the Juneau School District's consolidation plan last year, along with flood mitigation efforts. Okay, so let's break this down. A mill rate determines how much property tax residents pay to the city. So one mill is equal to $1 per $1,000 in property value. So this means for every $1,000 in taxable property value, there would be a tax of $10.19 for next year. While the hospital and school district presented balanced budgets to the city, Eagle Crest Ski Area faces a $2.7 million deficit. It's asking the city to help cover that in order to fund repairs to some broken and aging infrastructure and boost pay to its employees. And while no decisions were made at the meeting, Assemblymember Wade Bryson noted that Eagle Crest has had these issues for years, despite receiving money from the Assembly to fix them in previous budget cycles.
For 7 years in a row, I've heard Eagle Crest wages aren't high enough. CBJ government is not going to be able to fix that. So I think that's where my question comes in. How bad do things have to get before we recognize that maybe a private sector company needs to operate Eagle Crest?
Nothing is finalized yet. Eagle Crest's deficit and request will be taken up again by the Assembly in the coming months, along with the property tax rate and community funding requests. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 43 degrees and raining this afternoon. It looks like the low tonight will be a little bit colder, a low of 38, and we are expecting more rain overnight. Tomorrow looks rainy as well. And that might taper off overnight tomorrow. Thursday could be dry, with a high of around 50. But the rain is meant to return for the weekend. And sunset is at 7:56 tonight. We're getting just under 14 hours of daylight these days. A little bit more if you consider civil twilight daylight. That goes until 8:38. You're listening to KTOO.